Mike DeGubin.
Hello, friend, and greetings once again in the glorious name of our Lord Jesus Christ. For the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven, and giveth life unto the world. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. This is Bob Griggs with the Bread of Life broadcast, and I'm delighted that you've turned your radio dial to join us for a few moments here as we have the privilege of coming to you through means of radio to share with you the truth of the eternal God. We're continuing to emphasize the importance of God's Word. God's Word is the most valuable piece of literature ever written, because the Lord Jesus himself said, Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my Word shall not pass away. And, beloved, that's the truth. God's Word will endure because God's Word is truth. And truth, beloved, does not change. In this changing world, truth is the same. Truth does not change. And that's why God's Word will be preserved, and that's why God has preserved His Word down through the centuries. Though men have tried to destroy it, men have tried to get rid of it, nations have banned it, nations have tried to destroy it, yet God's Word, beloved, has been preserved because it is the truth. And it's the most valuable piece of literature ever written, and it's worthy of your time and your energy to get into it, for it gives you all the information that you need that your life might be successful, fulfilled, and meaningful. It's God's best truth presented in written form for you and I to look at, to meditate upon, and to assimilate it. And God has even given us a teacher, which is the Holy Spirit of God. The Holy Spirit is our teacher who will open up our eyes and will lead us into all truth, will instruct us in the truth of God's Word. In John 14:6, but the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost or the Holy Spirit, the terms are synonymous, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things. Oh yes, beloved, every born-again believer has the Holy Spirit of God living within them. John 3:6 makes that clear. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. It's the Holy Spirit of God who does the work of salvation within the child of God, and he is called the Spirit of life in Romans 8. And the Holy Spirit is the one who does the work of salvation within the believer. He moves into our spirit. 1 Corinthians 6:19-20 tells us that our body, the body of the believer, is the temple, the dwelling place of the Holy Spirit of God. And he's there, beloved, to teach you, to open up the Word of God, to instruct you in the truth. And God's Word is a living Word. Every time I open up God's Word and look into it, I am thrilled by new truth that the Holy Spirit of God opens up and unlocks truths that I've read before but did not see in the light that the Holy Spirit opens it up to me at that particular reading. Oh, beloved, you must get into the Word of God. If you're a child of God, you must get into it and allow the Spirit of God to teach you and instruct you, to help you to grow in the grace and knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. It is the best use of your time. It's not a waste of time, beloved, but it's a wise use of time to get into the Word of God. Remember, God magnifies His Word above His name, Psalm 138:2 tells us. And how great is His name? He says He will not hold him guiltless that takes His name in vain. And yet He magnifies His Word even above His name. And God's Word brings people to Jesus as Savior, as we've already seen. 1 Peter 1:23, being born again, not of corruptible seed, which is human birth, but of incorruptible, by the Word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. The Word of God is the incorruptible seed of God that opens up our hearts to the truth, that convicts us of sin, that draws us to Jesus Christ and faith in the living Christ. Romans 1:16, for I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it's the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. The gospel is the word of truth that we find in the Word of God, 1 Corinthians 15:1 through 4. God's Word brings blessing on those who read and hear and obey it. Oh, it certainly does, beloved. We're told that in Revelation 1:3, Jeremiah 15:16, Jeremiah said, Thy words were found, and I did eat them. And Thy word was unto me the joy and rejoicing of mine heart, for I'm called by Thy name, O Lord God of hosts. Oh, yes, beloved, great blessing comes on those who hear God's Word. Luke 11:28, but He said, Yea, rather blessed are they that hear the Word of God and keep it. Oh, yes, beloved, great blessing comes. It strengthens our faith. Romans 10:17, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. It makes the believer holy. John 17:17, sanctify them through Thy truth. Thy Word is truth. It sanctifies us, and it makes us to grow in the knowledge of the Lord. And 1 Timothy 4:4 and 5 tells us that the Word of God blesses the food that we eat, beloved. And so read God's Word, study God's Word, meditate upon God's Word. Get into the Word of truth, beloved. It will bless and enrich and strengthen your life. Reading and studying God's Word is an act of obedience, as we've read in 2 Timothy 2:15. Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Studying and reading the Word of God is an act of obedience. So I'd ask you again, is reading God's Word important? Oh, beloved, it certainly is. It's a very, very important thing for you to do every day. Get into the Word and allow the Spirit of God to teach you and to instruct you in it. And, beloved, if you want a Bible reading guide, we'll be glad and delighted to send you a Bible reading guide. You can just write to me, Bob Griggs, Post Office Box 825, Ignacio, capital I-G-N-A-C-I-O, Colorado, 81137-0825. And we will be delighted to send you a free Bible reading guide. We have two different types of Bible reading guides. One of them, you read only 6 days a week, and Sunday you do not have to read it because you're going to the Lord's house on Sunday. And you will read the entire Bible through in a year's time, both the New Testament and the Old Testament. I encourage you to get into the Word of God. And our address again, Bob Griggs, Post Office Box 825, Ignacio, capital I-G-N-A-C-I-O, comma, capital C-O is the abbreviation for Colorado, 81137-0825. I do hope you will get into the Word of God, and it'll be our pleasure to send you a Bible reading guide. Is God's Word important? Beloved, reading and meditating on God's Word is profitable. It will make you wise. It will make you successful. We see this is very, very true, as we find pointed out here in 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 16 and 17. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable. You see, beloved, it's profitable to read God's Word. Is profitable. What's it profitable for? It's profitable for doctrine, the basic fundamental truths that you need to know. For reproof, it convicts us of sin. It opens our eyes to things in our life that are displeasing to the Lord. For correction, it shows us how we should be living, how we should be walking, how we should be obeying the Lord. For instruction in righteousness, it gives us instruction in righteous living and doing that which is pleasing to God, that the man of God may be perfect, and the word perfect means spiritually mature, truly furnished unto all good works. O beloved, God's Word will strengthen you. God's Word will benefit you. God's Word will help you to grow in the knowledge of the truth. And God's Word, beloved, will make you successful and wise. Joshua was told this centuries ago of the importance of the Word of the Lord. In Joshua 1, verse 7 and 8, we read, God telling Joshua through Moses, verse 7, only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. Notice, the Word of God will help us to prosper. This book of the law, and he's speaking of the Pentateuch, the first five books of the Bible that contained all the Old Testament law and the instructions that God gave to the children of Israel. The Word of God is what the law refers to today. It's the Word of truth. The book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein, for then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Do you want to have good success? Do you want to prosper? Then, beloved, those are two promises given in the Word of God by getting into the Word of God, meditating on the Word of God, and then obeying the Word of God, as James chapter 3 points out, or James chapter 1. Be a doer of the Word and not a hearer only, deceiving your own selves, we're told in James chapter 1. Get into the book, beloved. Get into the Word on a regular basis. It'll help you to grow. Till next time, goodbye.